With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Affordability, it's the talk of the town here in Washington these days, and it just so happens that with the U.S. turkey population at a 40-year low, wholesale turkey prices are expected to be higher this year, and that could be the talk around some Thanksgiving dinner tables this year as well. But there is some hope. Michigan State University food economist David Ortega says that a lot of grocery stores are taking special steps to make the meal affordable this year.
We're seeing some promotions being implemented in an effort to draw customers into the store. So even though prices have increased over the past couple of years, consumers can still expect to see a lot of promotions, a lot of sales as we get further into the holiday season.
Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Vaden says lowering the prices of groceries is going to take some time after the previous administration's policies that drove up inflation.
The average inflation rate during all 4 years of the Biden administration was an amazing 5%. Meanwhile, during President Trump's second term, we're averaging at the moment 2.7%. So the rate has been cut nearly in half. And you're seeing that when you go to the grocery store for Thanksgiving this week.
And Secretary Vaden says the president is doing his best to bring prices back down. Travelers this Thanksgiving may still feel a little on the edge after the historic government shutdown that caused widespread flight cancellations. A lot of people will be traveling this year one way or the other. AAA spokeswoman Alicia Diaz.
There may be some people who said, you know what, I want to avoid airports altogether. I'm going to drive my own vehicle and I'm going to do a road trip instead. So we're projecting at least 73 million people, but that number could end up being higher because more people now potentially are switching to road trips.
And the FAA is preparing for its busiest Thanksgiving in 15 years with more than 360,000 flights scheduled. They'll screen more than 17 million passengers. This is SRN News. A new look at the issue of faith into two political parties.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that when you boil it all down, Democrats are a lot less religious than their Republican counterparts. 41% of Democratic voters say they believe in God with absolute certainty, compared to 66% of Republicans who do. On the question of whether faith is an important part of their daily lives, 28% of Democrats say yes versus 58% of Republicans. Democrats are also less likely to pray or go to church than GOP voters. Michael Harrington reporting.
The board overseeing Alabama Public Libraries has voted to remove books that discuss transgenderism from the teen and children's sections of all public libraries in that state. The Alabama action is the latest salvo in the nation's fight over library content that's being driven by parents who are alarmed by the content of some books being given to children in public and elementary schools. This is SRN News. Tensions have been on the rise between the U.S. and Venezuela. Now on the heels of new U.S. attacks on those drug shipments, there's a travel warning from the U.S. government. And as Donna Warder reports, a number of airlines are canceling flights.
A warning by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration to use caution when flying in Venezuela's airspace because of heightened military activity has at least six carriers suspending flights to the country indefinitely, according to the Airlines Association of Venezuela. They include Avianca and Iberia Airlines, and Turkish Airlines has suspended flights from November 24th to the 28th. On Friday, the FAA warned pilots that unspecified threats could pose a potential risk to aircraft at all altitudes, as well as planes taking off and landing in Venezuela, and even aircraft on the ground. I'm Donna Warder.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.